Record-breaking viewing figures, international superstars, and one of the fastest-growing sports in the world. But focusing on the bigger picture of women's football has left so many stories untold. Welcome to Shaping the Game, where we will explore how individuals and communities are shaping football for generations to come, and how the game is shaping them in return.
I think that football has the magical essence of just everyone feels included.
For us, building confident girls and young women, we believe will build a confident society.
I was speaking to Missy Beaucairns, who plays for Liverpool, and her little phrase was, "Shy kids don't get sweets," and it's just kind of, you always got to put yourself out there and ask for yourself.
This is just the start, it's not the end. We just have to keep going and keep pushing for there to be more representation within the sport.
I'm Harriet Pryor, and this week we'll hear from founder of Misskick, a football and clothing brand for women and girls, Grace Vella, 14-year-old Lola from Girls Who Play, Bree Sisse from Gold Diggers, and Jackie McCassie from Girl Fans. So, a century on from women's football being declared unsuitable for females, why were they compelled to start their community?
I was at university and I remember feeling very compelled to create something that inspired more girls to play football, because it was such a big part of my life when I was growing up. And I felt like there was a gap and a need for a brand specifically for women and girls that, you know, created amazing products, created amazing messaging, content, community, all them things. And just, I don't know, just took it upon myself one day to give it a go. And 4 years later, I'm still here.
Well, I know a girl who plays for Newcastle Women. And she used to coach me a little bit, and her girlfriend ran the page, but didn't really post much content. So like game content and content with players. So when it came to the Euros, they asked me to do like a takeover, like match vlogs. So I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And it's just kind of carried on, and I'm really enjoying it because it's just something I really like to do and want to do when I'm older as well.